Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, good news for you, Tommy, is Chris Godez and myself are not very helpful when it comes to giving any advice with Love Him or List Him, but our listeners are very helpful. Now, you're toying with the idea of doing something a little frowned upon. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't think I'm alone in saying that at one point, every person, especially a guy, has a crush on one of their teachers, right?
Oh, boy.
I did.
Hot for the teacher.
I did. Mrs. Sherman, fourth grade.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I think we've all been there as a guy. And I took a couple of years off after high school and just kind of worked. And I decided to go back to school at 23 years old. And I'm definitely one of the oldest guys in my class, which I'm fine with. But I have this instructor. And I've had her for a couple of months now, and she's unbelievably beautiful. And she's kind of referenced a few times that she's divorced, and if I had to guess, probably like 8 or 9 years older than me.
Sounds like the perfect age difference to me.
Yeah, so we have good chemistry in class, and it kind of makes me think how amazing it would be outside of class. And, you know, I know I'm 23. She's my instructor. I don't know if I want a relationship, and I know she has a code of conduct to follow. But she's kind of really flirty. She's got like this really flirty demeanor. And when we talk, it just kind of makes my mind wonder if there's something there. So I just feel like we'd have a good time. And, you know, I feel like we can make it kind of discreet.
Oh, you're not just trying to date her. You're trying to.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to date, but I kind of want to just, you know, I'm kind of calling you to see what your thoughts are. And it may seem like I'm confident, but not really when it comes to women. I've never been with a woman before. Put it that way. You know, I found women attracted in the past, but I've really never wanted to ask a woman to spend time with me like this.
Wait, so you're going from like 0 to 60 here?
Yeah. It's pretty, it's going at a fast pace, and it's like a Hollywood movie, I feel like, you know, like some of you've seen in movies, but you've never thought would happen to you. Could it happen? Is it a real possibility? I've heard other people call in and with ask questions like this. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out if it's a real deal, you know?
You're not wrong. We have had some very unique people call in, and they've had relationships with people that you wouldn't think they would.
Yeah, cue hot for teacher right now.
Exactly, yeah. And I asked on Reddit, and everyone's saying go for it and message her. But, you know, people are nuts on the internet, so I'm not sure how much water they hold. Also, I live with my mom, so for it to happen, we probably have to go to her house.
It's always, as somebody who's lived at his mom's house for many years of his life, it's always cool when they're like, can we go to your place? No, probably better be yours. Yours. Why? What are you hiding? My mom.
My mother.
It's wow. Really not a lot. I wouldn't even say it. I'd just be like, you know what? I just want to see what you're going to teach me at your house.
I feel like this is totally like a every guy's fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. I, again, had a crush on the second grade teacher when I was in school, but it's probably better that it is in college, and this is kind of one of those things, obviously, but
that's like I think maybe why I'm like kind of laughing at it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a teacher. I don't know if that's something that really could or would happen.
But we're here to help you, and the listeners will help you too.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, should Tommy try to ask the teacher to go have this discreet tryst with him or just leave it alone? Annika in Maplewood, what is your advice for young Tommy?
I would not recommend. I hooked up with my coach in college, and I don't know. It just doesn't work out in the way you think it's going to.
Oh, like you thought it was going to lead to like marriage and.
Well, I don't know. Like it was just sort of like a fun whatever thing. But then it's like, I'm still playing sports while you're my coach. So it kind of just was weird, I would say. Because if you're going to, like, maybe at the last day of class, I guess.
Let me ask you a question, and forgive my ignorance. It's okay once you're in college to have any kind of relationship with an instructor, professor, anything like that? I know, obviously, for many reasons, high school, it's not okay. But can you, like, without any issues from the school or anything? I don't know. I'm just
wondering. Either.
I mean, she was let go, so I think there's repercussions. Definitely their side. And also, I think it's like, I don't know, a power dynamic that you don't want to sort of enter, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking from the beginning. Weird. Oh. She's the authority. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels like a power trip. It definitely does. Again, it just feels like you're going down a rabbit hole you don't want to go down. You know,
what if your grades all of a sudden change for the better?
Well, then that's also illegal. That's bad.
Like, right, that's true.
If you go from D's and C's to A's, I mean, well, that sounded weird. But anyway,
what you can to get through.
Yeah, I mean,
oh boy.
This is
like the beginning of like a bad Lifetime movie. Like not one of my favorite ones.
No.
Thanks a lot, Annika. Sean in Plymouth, you say this is not a good idea, huh?
No, I'm sorry, but you got to list it. I understand that you're feeling the flirtatious vibes, but especially if you haven't been there, done that yet, she could just be being polite, number one. Number two, pretty women are used to guys just wanting sex from them, and that's what you're offering her. That's not but if you would like a real relationship with her, once you're out of her class, you could ask her on a date.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, that would be the responsible thing to do.
He's not trying to date, though. He made that very clear.
I feel like, though, that could be, like, it's the true insecurity, though. Like, let's start here and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Everything seems like a good point today.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, well, no, I get what he's saying, but I also get, you know, we just had somebody talk about it and went through it, and the person got fired, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good ending.
Yeah, lots of texts. Absolutely inappropriate. I think he believes she's being flirty when in reality, she's just being kind. List. I think this guy's just making this all up in his head.
Hmm.
He also probably thinks most female servers are flirting with him.
They are.
Probably true.
Especially where they wear orange shorts and stuff. Luke and Fridley, you're saying go for it, though, huh, Luke?
I do. I think he should go for it. However, he needs to be prepared to withdraw from her class. That is, it is a code of ethics thing, so he should withdraw from her class, but go for it. How does he know unless he tries?
I mean,
so I guess that rule would be just don't be in her class. Wait till you're done. Wait till the semester's over or whatever, and then shoot your shot.
Boy, these are just problems I never had. Anybody who taught radio was probably a guy my size who just decided to quit doing it, or like a dude who was chain smoking. It was never really on my radar.
Well, I think pretty close to unanimous. Everybody's saying, don't do this, Tommy. You probably should avoid trying to have a tryst with your professor.